Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
Well, after a troll of a trial with GarageBand, here we are.
Please, fix the fucking GarageBand.
I hate GarageBand so fucking much.
Yeah, I do too.
The worst. GarageBand, if you're listening, fuck off.
Yeah, fuck.
But also, get better. Do better.
And sponsor us.
Yeah, Apple, sponsor us. Give us iPads, Apple Pencils, Bluetooth headphones.
Yes.
MacBook Pros, iPad Pros.
I remember in college, I was getting into Crystal Castles, and I was like, I could try like a little tune on GarageBand. Mind you, I don't know how to read music. I have no ability at all. But I like downloaded GarageBand and like tried to like chop and screw a Crystal Castles beat, and I was just like, what am I doing? This is where I launched my like bedroom music career.
Yeah, Salem, watch out.
Yeah, Salem, watch
out. Who?
There's
fucking
a new
Carrie Witch House Carrie.
There's a new witch in town.
I live for the alternate universe where you became like a fucking witch house super musician.
Yeah. No, I was just like, I felt it for like an hour over Christmas break, senior year of college. And then I was like, okay. Okay. I'm not cut out for this life.
GarageBand is like completely counterintuitive. Like I only record on it because I used to record on Audacity and edit on Audacity, but then the Apple update like wasn't compatible with Audacity, so I could edit in it but not record. So then I had to switch to GarageBand, and it's truly been just a hate relationship, not even a love hate relationship.
Speaking of Audacity, I just need to talk briefly about the Golden Globes 2021.
Okay, you watched them?
I watched like a quarter of them, very briefly.
Okay. I just looked at the list of winners, and I felt happy with all the
winners. There were some, I mean, Rosamund Pike winning was cool. I was happy.
That was a hell yes.
That was a hell yes. I loved her dress, very Villanelle.
Daniel Kaluuya winning? Fuck yes, that movie was really good.
It is.
And he's
incredible. He's everything he does.
It's unreal.
He's
unbelievably
good in it. And I love Lakeith Stanfield too. So that movie is a really good one. Who else won? Jodie Foster won.
The Crown. For what? I don't understand what she was in.
She was in this movie that's apparently out with Shailene Woodley. I have no idea, but
unclear. I love like now that a movie can come out that you've never heard of or seen or even know about.
That's the golden. That's always nominated.
But like in the past, like you kind of know of a movie.
No,
that's,
I swear.
Out.
I remember when like Marvelous Mrs. Maisel came out, and like no, it had been out for like a week, and no one had really seen it, and she won Best Actor. And now it's like everyone knows it. But like at the beginning, everyone was like, "What, this show? This show? What?" But now. And then I watched it, and I was like, okay, I love it.
I love it.
But It was a good.
The Crown did a lot. Schitt's Creek. That was great.
Love that.
Borat, who cares? Not me.
I do think he's really hot.
Sasha?
Him and Isla Fisher are sexy together.
Yeah, love them, but don't care about like a Borat.
I don't really care about anything.
No. I also was like, what are the Globes? Like, why? Like, I didn't understand. Like, do people, because I saw kind of on Instagram, like some actresses were dressed up in head to toe glam with a gown. But then
Jodie Foster was wearing pajamas.
I love that. Like, where are you going, Elle? I know. Fanning? Like, you're walking from upstairs to downstairs and you like are wearing this dress, but for who and for why? Like,
for
I just
us.
Didn't. I was like, why would I care if there's not like a full red carpet with like
there
Juliana
was
Rancic and the Manny Cam?
I was hoping they
like,
would bring back the Manny
Brad
Cam.
Brad Goreski, like, FaceTime people. I'm so unclear on like dressing up with full glam, spending thousands of dollars to sit on your own couch and take a picture for Instagram.
Laura, it's called fashion. Okay.
That's not fashion to me.
It's called homestay fashion. It's called fashion at home. And it's also called domestic fashion. So you need to get into it. No, I don't give a shit. I was happy to see, like, Jason Sudeikis was getting shit. People, like, someone was like, some person on Twitter was like, oh, like, don't tell me there's not a double standard in Hollywood for women and men. And it was like Amanda Seyfried all dressed up. And then he was wearing like a sweatshirt with his sister's company on it. And someone, Brody Gupta, who's so funny on Twitter, she posted like, because his speech was, Jason Sudeikis won for Ted Lasso, and his speech was like kind of all over the place. I think he was in England, so it was like 3 a.m. there. And he just looked like he was like a little drunk and really sleepy. Mm-hmm. And she was like, he was like the most appropriate speech for award show during a pandemic. And it's like, it's a pandemic.
It's such a why for me. Like, the Super Bowl was a huge why. Like, I just can't wrap my head around, like, why are we having a Super Bowl when, like, children can't go to school? And, like, why are we having a Golden Globes over Zoom? That is, like, I refuse to participate.
Mm-hmm.
I refuse. And honestly, if you're getting dressed up, I'm all for, like, a fashion moment. But, like, make it appropriate for, like, the time and the place. Like, no one wants to see you in a fucking huge gown at home. Like, wear like crazy like avant-garde pajamas or just something that you could never wear on like the red carpet. Like, make it a moment. Be like Gaga.
Yeah. And like, I don't know, seeing Amy Poehler and Tina Fey like split screen because Tina was in New York and Amy Poehler was in LA, that was a little weird. I was just like, the one cool thing was that they had like the only people in attendance were frontline workers.
Yeah.
And they got to all get dressed up. So that was cute, I think, and like nice. But it was just a weird, it's just everything's just like tinged with melancholy. So it's like, I don't really care about, you know,
anything.
You know, Diane Warren winning best original song.
Love that for Diane. The second act of Diane Warren is strong.
It is. Trent Reznor won for
Soul.
Him and John Baptiste.
Minari won.
Minari, that's,
I haven't seen it yet. I need to see it, but
yeah, that was great.
Nomadland, Chloe Zhao.
Yes.
Love
that.
Depressed the goddamn hell out of me, but hats off to you, Chloe Zhao.
Hell yeah to that. Anyway,
but it truly at the end of the day is like the biggest who cares, not me energy.
Well, at the end of the day, I was like, oh, it's been a year. Literally has been a year since this started. And, you know, it's just. Oh, anyway, but you know what's sorry, guys, Lauren. I'm in a zone today.
Carrie's in quite the state today.
But I'm brightening my spirit to be here with you and to be talking about the final episode of Rock of Love season 2. So,
well, not the final episode because there's a reunion, lest we forget.
Not the
finale.
The finale.
the finale that literally is like the most anticlimactic.
Okay, can we talk
finale
about
of all time?
First of all, I'm Carrie.
I'm Lara.
And you're listening.
And you're
to
listening to
sexy, unique podcast.
Insatiable
bitch goddesses.
Episode be over.
What was that song that
I
starts playing
it.
At the beach? Stand like, by me.
I think it's called All I Need Is You. It was really bizarre. I was like, who's the woman in this duet?
Yeah. And here I stand. It's like Peyton.
Why was this episode so long? It was unnecessarily
boring.
Long.
It was literally the worst episode of the season.
Yeah, like by the end, I was like, okay, we've had now 10 minutes of montages and reflections, like a mini music video for Brett's shitty duet song.
Yeah.
And then you're going to like choose some random girl that it just like you have, it's zero meaning. It's a zero sum game.
I was so unimpressed by this episode. I liked in the last season how they flew back to LA.
Yeah.
Got dolled. You know what I mean? Like, there was drama to it. And this was just like, girl, you're doing it all in the same place. It's like, okay.
Sometimes it works all in the same place, but this was not one of those times.
I was just like, I don't know. I wasn't into it. And I obviously was not happy with the victor.
No.
But once again, if you win this show, you are the biggest loser.
Yeah.
So
by winning this show, you have lost at life.
Yeah. So Amber, spoiler.
Yeah, spoiler, it's Amber. Where is she now? No one knows.
Lying
no
about her
knows,
age.
No one cares. Lying about her age. 47, telling everyone it's not a day over 30.
She would be almost 50 now, right?
I think so, yeah.
Yeah.
Like 47 or 48.
She's probably like assumed a new identity.
She's on her third act.
Yeah.
This was her second act.
Yeah. She has 12 acts.
Yeah. She's kind of like a cat who has nine lives.
She is cat-like.
But she has nine acts.
So we start off with, it's still in the last elimination where Destiny
went home because she sensibly said she wasn't in love with Brett because she literally does not know him. And Brett was like, I don't like that one bit. Sent her right home. And now it's down to Amber versus Daisy.
They drink some Brett's brew and cheers to a Learjet jaunt down to Brett's favorite place on earth, Cancun, Mexico. They keep saying Learjet, which I love.
Yeah, that really like dates it. Are Learjets even a thing anymore?
I don't know. I had a really dark thought.
What? Like that it would crash?
Yeah. I was just like, what if that like it's bound to happen at some point in some reality show.
I know. I thought that too. I was like, it's so tiny in there. Like it looked tinier than the private jets that we see now on like Instagram and stuff.
Yeah.
And I was worried for them.
I was
and
worried
then I
too.
Also do you remember when some TV show played a prank on Paris Hilton where they pretended that the plane she was on was crashing and filmed her during it?
Like punked?
Like I think like a Saudi version of punked or something.
That's insane.
It's incredible that it's actually
I do remember that. I do remember
that. Yeah, it's the cruelest thing you could do to someone.
I would
like
shit my pants.
Basically trick them into dying.
I would poop.
But like I need you all to watch this.
I remember that. I think it came out when I was in college. That's so mean. And also like
so mean and also hilarious.
That's like the that documentary about the women who assassinated Kim Jong-un's older brother in North
Korea. What is that?
It's about, you remember there's like two female assassins like killed that North Korean guy who was the brother of the North Korean dictator who was assassinated by North Korea to like assure that he wouldn't take like the throne basically.
Oh.
And they thought, they told the women they were on a prank show. And they were like running up to a random person and smearing stuff on their face, but they didn't tell them that it was like a poison. Mm-hmm. So there were just these two women who thought they were like prank actresses. And they like went, ran up to a guy in the airport and killed him. And they didn't even know they had done it. They were like, they thought they were on a TV show.
Wait. These women killed.
Do you remember this? It happened like a few years ago. There were all these like CCTV footages of these like kind of like cute. They almost looked like they were really young, like in their 20s. And one of them had that sweatshirt that said LOL on it. And they like,
I don't remember that.
They were like, these are the assassins of the brother of the North Korean dictator. And they were grooming them for months, gearing them up to do this. And they were doing other prank stuff. And it was like, they thought they were going to be like famous prankers. And they convinced them to go up to like this random person in the airport terminal and just like smear like something that they thought was like goo on his face. Like
nerve agent or something.
But it was, yeah, it was actually like mustard gas or something, and they didn't know.
So they were just like killing people. No, and not lolling.
Not just him. So they practice on other people with just like shaving cream, or like they would go up to a random person and just like shake their hand and have like, it was all like silly prank stuff.
But the person they killed was the dictator's
brother.
Wow.
Anyway, detour. But
made a movie about them. I'm now Googling and it says Paris Hilton was maybe in on the plane crash hoax. So fucking classic. Nothing is sacred.
I just remember her being like, oh my God.
Anywho, the girls touch down in beautiful Cancun, Mexico. And I really, truly, my body yearned for the sea.
Yeah, it looked really great.
It looked really amazing. I was ready to go. And they take a limo.
The Mi Hotel.
And are greeted by traditional Mayan dancers. And I love like Daisy's face during this dance. Like she was really suspicious. Like she really didn't trust like what was going on in this moment.
They zoom in on her. And at one point you just see her quietly mutter, wow. Amber's like, golly, I love this. This is just amazing as it's going on. And I was like, I see through you.
Yeah, shut the fuck up, Amber.
Teacher's pet.
Mm-hmm. We do a lot of hotel spawn con and like the girls go explore their suite. And Amber's like, it's amazing. It has a whole balcony all to ourselves with a bed on it. How pimp is that? And I was like, I'm literally going to kill you, then kill myself if you keep talking.
Also, their hotel room is like not a suite.
No.
They give
this hotel is ugly.
It's not a cute hotel.
No.
I just wrote do less, Amber.
Yeah, please. Like, take it down just five notches.
They go to dinner with Brett by the pool, of course. His favorite place. And Daisy has her full sleeve tattoo out. And I realize she has a Jack Skellington tattoo.
Yeah, she has a full Nightmare Before Christmas sleeve.
I'm into it.
She's just like a woman who contains multitudes, honestly. Mm-hmm. And I love that she takes the opportunity of dinner to pull out a list of questions that she has for Brett.
Amber goes, wow, you've got a whole notebook and a pen. Wow. Yeah, she does.
I also love that Amber is 37 and Daisy's 25.
Mm-hmm. Couldn't be more different.
They could not be more different. And like, also, it's like the way Amber fights with Daisy, like later on, is just like, it's very sad and reflects poorly on her mostly.
Because
if I was hanging with like a 25-year-old who happened to be Daisy, I would just be like trying to be friends with her.
Yeah, she's so mean to Daisy. She's kind of slut shaming her and almost teaming up with Brett to like question her a little about like, and I wanted to be like, Daisy's the one that's supposed to be questioning him right now.
Yeah.
And the interrogation
was
turned. Stop
cock-blocking the questions.
I think Daisy's a spy.
Yeah, she is spy energy. She goes,
So, Brett, I want to know if, like, our connection is purely physical.
And then everyone, like, at the table tells Daisy, like, she leads with her sexuality. So yeah. He, like, really can't answer that question because mm-hmm. she's just so sexual. I was like, you're a fucking pig. And also that means the answer is yes, it is purely physical. In this moment, at this exact moment, I was like, Daisy's going to lose this whole
totally.
Show.
But also,
because
like,
you can't fuck, you can't
no.
give it all away. Like, Brett already knows all there is to know.
Yeah, I felt bad what for
he
her.
What he believes there is to know.
She was in a bad position, and I felt bad that Amber was kind of like using that against her too. Mm-hmm. I was like, oh, real good female friend energy, huh, Amber? She's a BFF, a bad female friend.
Well, because Amber knows,
which
so
is
like
from the
she's
show Heathers
older.
That I, wrote on.
I love. Yeah, Amber knows, like, I think being a woman of a certain age, like, you understand that you can't fall into just, like, the fuck trap and, like,
yeah.
expect a big commitment afterwards. So she's, like, got that over Daisy and then also can, like, she can use it to her advantage being, like, she's like, God, I just... You know what? I just got to do this. And then like grabs Brett's face and kisses him. And I was like, Amber, you are like way too much.
She plants a big one on him. Yeah. Well, first Brett turns the tables onto Amber and he goes, I don't know if you're just in this because you're just someone that likes to win, which is the truth.
Mm-hmm.
And Amber goes, oh. she goes, I just got to do this. And then goes, and like plants like a big smackaroo in his face, and Daisy just goes, oh, whatever. And then Brett goes, I'm so lucky to have you both in my life in Mexico.
Ugh. Daisy truly clocks Amber with the read of the century, where she goes, is this just a chance for you to like break out of your shell? And I was like, yes, it's Amber's second act. Like, she literally is like a divorcee with like shitty highlights and a renewed sense of purpose.
She has the worst. She might have worse hair than Yukio.
She has way worse. If I had to choose between Yu-Gi-Oh's hair and Ambra's weird under like zebra extensions and like frosty highlights, I would go Yu-Gi-Oh for life.
And she has like maroon and frosted highlights and like under her dirty blonde hair. It makes no sense.
It makes absolutely no sense. And I think they're like, I think it's like she has like a clip in like extension, like,
oh yeah,
weave.
She also has a bump it later.
Yeah, she's really like, she needed a makeover to like get her a little more hip to the times, because Amber's interpretation of like rock and roll style is like, it shows her age a little
Amber,
bit. She's not even old. She's not even that old, but she literally is like, reads like 50 when she tries to like dress up.
I think Amber actually might be the undercover FBI agent. I think she's like Drew Barrymore, never been kissed, pretending to be like a teenager. Like she's fully
she is,
in the FBI.
She's Sandra Bullock.
She's,
yeah.
She's a cop that's gone undercover to like infiltrate some kind of ring.
She's a cop without a badge,
pretending to be in her early 30s, but she's actually like much older.
A terrible cop. They're like, go on the show, be sexy, and get with Brett. Then tell us everything you know about his like tax evasion.
Yeah.
And he's like, how old are you? And she's like, I'm 31. She's, oh, did I say
did
that?
I,
if
did,
I if I did say that, I did mean that I was 37.
Yeah, she has like the ear, someone in her ear being like, Amber.
Yeah, every night, like, she goes and has to check in with the Sarge, and he slams his files on the desk. He goes, God damn it, Amber.
Yeah, the Sarge.
He's like, God damn it, we're here, we're to fuck it all up again. Mm-hmm. First you're 31, then you're 37. Take that fucking bump it out of your head.
God.
Take your fucking panties off and get sexy for Brett.
God.
And she's like,
damn it, Amber.
Sarge, I'm sorry. I'll do it. I will do anything to be with Brett.
It's like,
whatever you say.
It's like randomly M. Emmett Walsh as the Sarge. Just like a iconic character actor. Just like randomly there.
God damn it, Amber.
She's always reporting back to Sarge, who's always saying, God damn it, Amber.
I'm so sorry. I get so caught up in this. It's really messing with my mind.
After the football game, she limps into Sarge's office with her bloody knees. And he's like, God damn it, Amber, what happened to your knees? And she's like, Sarge, I'm sorry. I just got so into the football game and I had to win. I had to do it, Sarge.
Also, I was shocked that the beginning of the season feels so long ago, but Brett's very honest. He's like, Amber was originally one of the first ones about to go home. He keeps saying that.
Yeah, she's literally like a fluke.
But it's a fluke that won.
Can we talk about the violent savagery of the Mii Hotel logo?
What is it again?
It just is me. But it's like so, it's just like so visceral. Every time I saw it, I was like, like, it just was so, it's so violent.
Yeah. It was.
It's on everything. Like, they get a bunch of me merch. And I just kept being like, me? And then it was just the hotel name. But, like, the design, the graphic design that's going on mm-hmm. for the Mii Hotel. It's really giving me actually, like, Vanderpump Rules hotel energy.
It's a hotel. It's the abbreviation of the state of Maine.
Emmy.
They get to the hotel, and when they get in, Amber goes, she goes, oh, I'm getting blue.
You can have pink, and I'll have blue. That's the one thing she and Daisy can agree on.
Yeah, they're I do appreciate that their fighting is, I mean, they throw some barbs at each other, but it's very measured. They never, like, mm-hmm. they never escalate or, like, get in each other's faces or anything. It's very, like, measured dragging.
Yeah, it's nice. So Amber gets the first date with Brett. Like, Brett is like, I'm going to go think about everything you ladies just told me and
go fuck someone else.
Yeah, I'm going to go jerk it on, like, FaceTime porn with someone.
And when they get back to the
like, take a huge shit, give myself some insulin and call it a night. Because we all know what happened last time.
Take a melatonin.
Yeah, and I'll see you tomorrow, Amber, and then Daisy, I'll see you the next day. And then they go back to, Amber and Daisy go back to their shared hotel room with awful overhead lighting, and Daisy proceeds to just, like, kindly tell Amber that she's, like, not, that she's not sexy.
Well, she's like, I'm sorry. Yeah, Daisy's just kind of like, sorry that I'm in touch with my body and, like, my sexuality and sensuality. And she goes, yeah. I'm sorry. She's like, sorry, you can't be like that. Like, basically just eviscerating.
She's sorry, it's obvious that you don't feel sexy. Like,
and she imitates when she
there's
walks.
There's nothing I can do. She's like, look, you walk like this. And it's like hunched over walking forward. I was like, Amber does walk like that.
Amber goes, now, she goes, now, Daisy, why would you say that? She's like, when I walk with my shoulders down, shoulders back, head high up. She goes, I walk with a swagger. Like, I'm just like, oh my God, shut up, Amber.
She just keeps saying these, like, she keeps saying dude.
Yeah, it's really unfortunate. And, like, Daisy goes, she goes, maybe, I don't know, like, maybe you just, like, wish you were me. Like,
and I was incredible. Like,
she does.
She goes, sorry if people find me attractive. I can't help it.
She says, I lead with my intelligence and I lead with my heart. I lead with so many things. It's not just looks, but maybe you wish you were me.
She's right.
I'm all in. You can also tell Amber has no idea, like, how to talk to younger people.
No. Dude.
Dude, come on.
Come on, dude.
Now come on, Daisy. Why? I don't walk like that.
No, I don't. Now, why did you say
that?
I
like that she was hunched. She was, like, hunched over yeah. as she was saying that to her. I was like,
she's like, now, why
incredible.
Would you say that, Daisy? I don't walk like that. I walk with my head held high, just like my daddy told me.
Also, in this moment, I couldn't help but notice that Amber's knees have bounced back. They're still a little pink, but, like, her wounds yeah. have almost healed.
They took her to, like, an emergency healing session, like, in some kind of, like, saline water, and it, like, restored her.
Yeah, they put her in like a hyperbaric chamber so that her skin would like grow back over her kneecaps.
Yeah.
I was like, how long have they been here? Because those wounds looked like they would take at least like 6 to 8 weeks to like fully heal.
I'm like retching.
They looked
thinking
so
about
bad.
It. Yeah. I can like, I feel like actually my stomach just dropped thinking about the word wound is like a word that cuts my like, cuts to the bone with me.
Mm-hmm. Oof. I've been haunted by her knees.
Wounds.
Her knee wounds for just weeks now.
The gashes. Amber's gashes.
Angela's gashes are so real. And then we get like later in the episode, we see like the moment that she gets gashed, like when she's running on the football field. And I was just like, oh my God, like the mud and the wounds.
Oof.
She's like, I'm about to go have a good time, so why don't you stay in here and journal more?
Because Daisy's, like, furiously writing poetry.
Daisy has, like, never felt more creatively fueled in her life. She's, like, doing crossword puzzles and journaling and just really doing a lot of, like, self-reflection.
She's like Demi Moore in St. Elmo's Fire, just, like, all the wind, the curtains have, like, tinfoil and all the wind, and she's just rocking back and forth, like, writing poetry, writing on the walls. What a wild movie.
Truly wild. It's been so long since I've seen it. I can't even remember that part.
Remember they like all come to help her at the end? I forget what happens to her.
Oh, yeah. She's like, she's really going through it, huh?
Yeah.
When is she not? Anyways, Amber goes to meet Brett for their date. And Brett, as he sees her, and he's like, God, Amber looks great. I see Amber. She looks great. She's got a brown dress. And I was like, what?
Cool.
Cool. Like, nothing about a brown dress is sexy. Brown is literally not a sexy color for a dress.
Yeah. Brett's taking her to, like, looks like a cool area. It's like a kind of like...
Iscariot. Something like that.
It's like a cenote kind of... vibe, like touristy spot where people can go like wade
in
the water.
It's like a water park.
Yeah, it's like a natural water park.
And Amber goes to Brett. She goes, I see Brett and he looks so beautiful and so hot. And I was like, because he's a literal woman.
She keeps putting her finger to her lips like she's like, ugh, like thinking about everything that Brett's just like, Brett loves it. He's just pointing out frogs and she just goes, ah, wow. Oh my God, look at all this stuff. Oh, Brett, this is amazing. Oh my God, is that a frog? Oh my God. And then Brett's like, leads her down the steps of it to a cenote. And they like take a little boat over that looked really cool. They take
a
little
cute boat.
They take a little boat over that says Iscariot on it. And they take it over to two massage beds are waiting for them under like a waterfall. In a cave.
I was like, what is it? I was like really weirded out by the cave at first. I thought they were going to eat in that cave, but like with their, I don't like a eating in a pool area with like your.
No, I hate it.
Half of your body is underwater and like the rest is above is like very like.
No,
why?
Straight people seem to love that. Like whenever I've watched The Bachelor in Paradise, they go to like when people have solo dates, they'll go to like a hotel and they'll have a table set up in the middle of like a fountain and they're like it's nighttime and they're like ankle deep in water and I'm just like,
yeah, I don't,
I would be chilly,
I just wouldn't, I don't really want to be like wet while I have like nachos.
I don't,
you
I'd
know
be
what
like,
I mean
I'd have it like on the beach but like I'm not, I don't want to be like eating soup and like shivering because I'm cold because
no.
My feet are cold.
Even like the massage thing, I was like, how do you dry your feet off when you get on the massage table? Do you just like drip all over the place? Like,
I
in
guess.
Theory, cute, but in practice, strange.
Mm-hmm.
And they get massages, and it's revealed that Brett has a tattoo on his back that says live, love, loyalty.
The three L's.
Life, love, loyalty.
Brett's mottos. Amber's like, she knows she has but a day to impress Brett. So she's like, I got to pull all the stops. And she's maybe a little motivated by Daisy's kind of calling her unsexy. So mm-hmm. She hops off her table when Brett's face down and she climbs on top of his back and starts massaging him. And Brett goes, oh, this better be Amber, not the guy.
Also, the way that she, like, leapt off the table and the hotel staff just got out of her way. Like, her bitch, she, like, is literally hungry to climb on Brett's oily back and, like, touch his oily back. And then she, like, puts her face on it. I was like, that is disgusting.
Yeah, have fun having that. Have fun with that breakout.
I do not want to. I don't even like really the thought of the post-massage oil that you have on you is like really grosses me out. It's like it needs to, like, all I want to ever do is get right into a shower. But the thought of just then another person or me going up to like my love who's just gotten massaged by the hands of someone else, then touching that used oil and then pressing my face into their oily back is like, I can't think of anything worse.
Oily backs are strange. And Brett, yeah, the guy who's the masseuse, who's like kind of like, okay.
He like, was like, got the fuck out of there.
You see him kind of standing by and he's like disgusted, which I'm like, I don't blame you. You're doing your job and this, you have to like watch this. This is fucking bizarre. And
this woman, like, also, it's like her kind of her sarong comes apart and you couldn't see anything. But I was just like, Amber literally just went pussy first into this whole scenario, like climbing on Brett's back and then just like rubbing her face into his oiliness.
I just love Brett's gay panic.
Yeah.
He's like, you're not the guy, right? And she's like,
no, no, it's me.
Brett, you are so funny.
Oh my God, Brett, you're so funny.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
The weather's getting warmer, so it's time to say goodbye to my jackets and sweaters and hello to shorts and tees. I wanted to update my wardrobe for the long haul summertime without spending a fortune. Luckily, I found Quince. Now I've got a lineup of timeless pieces that keep me looking effortlessly chic and comfy year after year.
Quince has it all, like premium European linen dresses, blouses, and shorts from $30, washable silk tops, timeless 14-karat gold jewelry, and so much more.
The best part? All Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. By partnering directly with top factories, Quince cuts out the cost of the middleman and passes the savings on to us.
And Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing practices and premium fabrics and finishes. I love that.
As you know, I've been on my fitness journey in 2024, so I'm getting into athleisure wear a lot. I have Quince long sleeve shirts, shorts, t-shirts. I wear it to the gym. I wear it out. I wear it to Whole Foods. I wear it to 7-Eleven to buy my Diet Cokes. I'm wearing it all over town.
And people are noticing.
People are fucking noticing.
Get warm weather ready with Quince. Go to quince.com/sexyunique for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's quince.com/sexyunique to get free shipping and 365-day returns.
quince.com/sexyunique.
A new quarter brings new goals, but what about your skincare goals? Small, easy changes in your routine can have amazing results, and your secret weapon should be Dime Beauty.
Dime Beauty is clean, high-end skincare that is affordable, and it really works. Dime didn't sacrifice performance just to make it clean, either. And when I say clean, Dime is 100% transparent about every single ingredient, so you can use their products daily with confidence. I have been using Dime Beauty's TBT cream and their Dewy Daily Cream. TBT cream is a retinol alternative that I put on at night before I go to bed, and it's actually been making my skin look glowy and snatched, if I do say so myself.
I've noticed that, and I think our listeners have noticed too, because I've been picking up on a bunch of TikTok comments that have been like, you're glowing recently. So hats off to Dime. No one has time to remember the order of a 10-step skincare routine. The Work System from Dime Beauty has everything you need in one powerful package. It includes a gentle cleanser, a toner, two incredible serums, and two luxurious moisturizers.
Plus, my favorite, Dime's TBT cream, is finally back in stock. Check that out while you're there.
Dime has over 2 million happy customers, and their product reviews are literally all 5 stars. This year, love your skin again. Go to dimebeautyco.com now and unlock your discount. That's dimebeautyco.com. The best news, when they first arrived at Xcaret and Brett was like, look at this, and just put his hand into like a bowl of moth butterflies. And he was like, it's beautiful, isn't it? And she goes, it is, it's beautiful. And then they just like, he just like sat there with his hand in like a butterfly bowl. I was like, what is wrong with you people? It's a water park.
They have a little nosh on the beach, and Brett Amber goes, what I love about you, Brett, is that you do a lot of things. That's all you need to know about. That's the biggest takeaway from that scene.
This is also what Brett said, which is a complimentary to that statement. Brett goes, the thing I love about traveling and adventures is that I figure out what I like and what I don't like.
True.
Cool. Deep.
When they get back to the hotel, Amber goes up to change before dinner, and she's wearing, you just hear her like, her platform flip-flops on the linoleum. And then she gets in, and Daisy's just furiously scribbling in her journals in the bed. And she looks over, and she's like, and she tries, well, first she tries to knock on the door.
Daisy won't even let her in at first.
She goes, hello. And then Daisy goes, what's the password? And then Amber goes, please. And then she's like, all right. Which is like, she was being funny.
I love Daisy, because also Daisy's like, everyone thinks I lead with my sexuality, but I'm like goofy and silly, and I love to have fun.
She is.
And I was like, she fucking is. Like, being in Mexico with Daisy would be a fucking riot.
It'd be a trip. I just wrote, what was Daisy doing all day? I think she was just in that bed.
I think she was in the bed. Also, she's like, I mean, I guess like vacation is a place where you can just live your shoes on the bed truth, if that's what you're called to do. But I was extremely triggered by Daisy laying on the bed with her flip-flops on her pillow. I was like, get your feet off of your pillow. That is where you lay your head at night, my dear.
Don't shit where you eat, honey.
You gotta turn it around. No, please. Please take your feet off the pillow.
I know. Well, maybe that's why Daisy gets someone. Maybe that's actually why she was sick, and it's not because of the of the boat. She's like the first person to get COVID.
Shoo.
And then Daisy goes, she goes, so you gonna tell me how it was? How was it?
So like, how was it? And they talk, and Amber goes, you know, for such a pretty girl, you're the ugliest woman I've ever met in my life. And I was like, damn, that's like harsh. And Daisy goes, that's awesome.
Yeah, she goes, cool, just keep saying that stuff to me. And then Amber goes,
cool, it's awesome.
And then Amber's like, after she's ready, she just looks at Daisy and goes, I think you're a hateful bitch. Mean.
Daisy goes, cool, I don't care. Cool, I don't care.
Rude.
I love also Daisy being like, how was it? Like, how was the date? And Amber's like, Daisy, why do you want to know? And she goes, I don't even care.
Yes, but the thing with Daisy is she had this little bit of power in these moments, but then she let Amber get to her.
She did.
That was strike two.
She squandered it. And but Amber is also creating this narrative that's completely fictional, where she's like, Brett needs to see how ugly Daisy truly is. She really showed the ugliest side of her person. I was like, by doing what? She literally has not been any different than how she's been this entire time. Like, you're falsifying evidence.
Slander.
You fucking zebra-haired bitch.
Amber meets Brett just for another boring dinner. And
she teased her hair to hell and
back.
Holy
shit. She's wearing a bump it, guys. She's wearing a bump it.
Yeah. And Amber's feeling herself and she's pleased with her knees because she's showing them off in this dress. This is the first time she's really gotten to showcase her knees since they're...
I weirdly had a flash of Melissa Joan Hart in this moment.
She does have like a Melissa Joan vibe.
Mm-hmm. Brett presents her with some like probably SponCon hideous. The ugliest necklace I've ever seen.
Hideous necklace. I literally wrote that in all caps, and that's exactly how I was gonna say it if I was to say the hideous necklace. It is a SponCon from like Giotto or something, which ended up SponConning a lot of these like VH1 shows, because I believe it was in like maybe I Love New York or one of the I Love Moneys. Like, people get like Giotto watches and stuff, and I had like a long time to look into them, so I'm familiar with this brand.
And Amber goes, you know, I can tell Brett knows me so much because this is exactly my vibe, my taste.
I love her being like, oh my god, what a beautiful necklace. I was like, there's nothing actually worse than getting jewelry from people that you don't like. And I'm not even talking about like fine jewelry, like just like when someone just doesn't have a good read on like what you would like, as far as like a necklace or anything like that is concerned.
Totally.
It hurts worse. Like, I'd rather just get nothing than get like the wrong
and have
thing
to pretend
that I like love it.
Amber just seems like the movie about the cheerleader mom who like hired a hit that Holly Hunter was in on HBO. What was it? The Texas cheerleader mom or something. It was a real story of this like Texas crazy cheerleader mom who like hired a hit on the mom of her daughter's rival to like try to upset her. I just get vibes like that from Amber. And then Amber, after they like canoodle a little, Amber just... She goes, I know I have to go all in right now with Brett, and I'm ready. And she just leans in and she goes, Brett, I'm not wearing any underwear. And then Brett goes, and they like pan out, and he goes, can you show me? And she just like shows him her puss.
She shows him her pussy twice at the table. She like uncrosses her legs, and then recrosses him. He goes, oh, show me again. And she goes, and I was like, damn, they like did that.
Yeah. Show me again.
That was kind of hot. I was like, okay, Amber, that's a power move. Like,
it was
an unexpected. I was like, that's fucking cool.
No, it was like a total, like,
I took a note. I put it in my pocket.
I respected her in this moment.
Dating.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And Brett was like, we got to go now.
He goes, check, please.
They go back to Brett's, which is somehow grosser than their hotel room.
Yeah, and they do another like SponCon that would literally be, this is like the you know, they did the Hard Rock Hotel movie. They're doing like,
it's Brett.
Me Hotel SponCon.
It's Brett again on the Hotel Channel. I'm
no,
Brett
but
Michaels.
It's like Brett speaking Spanish. He's like, me amo Brett Michaels.
Yeah, also,
hasta luego.
Amber kept going, she goes, thank you. She goes, gracias. She kept saying that. I was like, oh my god.
To every like staff.
Yeah.
And then
like,
Brett's like,
fuck you.
Yeah. She goes, wow. We go into Brett's suite and it's so amazing and so cute. And he has a whole balcony all to himself overlooking the ocean. She's obsessed with balconies that you have all to yourself.
And they have this like gross bed with rose petals on the balcony that's like not that private. And then they're like led to believe that they like pound it right there.
But as Brett's showing her around, he's like, this is a beautiful couch that we can make love on. Here's a coffee table. that we can make love on.
She goes, oh, right. Okay.
Like, literally the least sexual person of all time.
Yeah.
Oh, right.
Mm-hmm. Oh, right. And
neat.
Then,
okay. Taking note of that.
I just wrote ew. The whole thing.
Total ew.
The next morning, Amber goes back to the room for like a power walk of shame back to the to flaunt it to Daisy. And they're having breakfast on the balcony, and Daisy, and it's silent for a minute, and they're like eating bacon, and Daisy goes, "So, was it a great night?" And Amber's like, "Yes, it was."
Brett's morning after bangs.
Oh, I know.
Really shocked me.
He was fully
also, like, why is he fully dressed again? Both mornings, he like go. It's like, why don't you just put a robe on?
I think Brett gets up at like 5 a.m.
He looks like me when I'm hungover when he has his bangs like that. I was like, damn, it's like looking in a mirror. Then Daisy at breakfast, she just begins her trolls again. She goes, well, I'm going to need to eat like lots of food because I'm going to need all the energy from my day with Brett.
Amber goes, "What?" She goes, good for you. I can't even pretend to do their voice.
I'm gonna need to have all the energy I can get for my date with Brett.
I need all the energy I can get.
So you can keep up with the old man Brett Michaels.
And Amber get to her a little though. And at one point Daisy says a retort that she said it so quickly that I thought that producers had like sped up the audio. And I was like, I've never heard Daisy speak that fast, because she kind of speaks in this narcotic, like, kind of way. But in this moment, mm-hmm. she's like, well, I'm going to get out of here because I need to go. I was like in the Black Lodge.
Daisy's unwell. Like, you could tell in the last elimination, like, she's too fragile and she's like a bundle of nerves.
Yeah.
And she puts on a good front. She does her best, but like, she's fraying at the seams.
Mm-hmm.
And Brett also is taking her on the shittiest date of all time, where she like comes down and he kisses her and he's like, we're going to go out on the boat, go deep sea fishing, do a little boating. I was like, can we not? Like, can we go lay by a pool or like us get massages or like eat lunch? Like, I don't want to go out on the rocky ocean and like fish.
Yeah, it was not. Daisy was, you know, who wants to go fish? I'm sorry.
Like
deep
on
sea
a date.
Fish.
If that's the only date you have, you have one date to really kill it and have like a romantic time. I don't want to go chum the ocean and then cast a hook out, hook in live animal, reel it in, hold it up, and like gut it. That's not like a romantic seal the deal kind of date to me.
Or potentially like fall overboard. Sorry.
Yeah.
I don't want to go missing.
Get seasick.
Or get murdered.
We don't go on boats.
We don't go on boats on this
not
podcast.
Not on this podcast.
Daisy starts getting seasick, which I'm like, I get seasick so easily, so like I would be her.
Yeah. It takes a lot, but I could get there if it's choppy enough. Brett starts out this date also by asking Daisy, he's like, you know, Amber's 37. She knows what she wants for her life. Like, what do you want for your life? Daisy's like, I like, you know, life throws you lots of curveballs and like, you just gotta go with the flow. And then she goes to her one-on-one. She goes, just because I'm not 500 years old like Amber doesn't mean I like don't know what I want for life.
Yeah, Brett's kind of like, I think Amber's not in like any kind of transition period, and I think you are. So he's trying to, he's trying to let her down easy already.
Yeah, he's saying you're 25 and I can't be with a 25-year-old long term. I can fuck a 25-year-old.
Yeah.
But I can't be with a 25-year-old.
And everything just kind of crescendos into a smoothie of fuckery, and Daisy just starts getting really sick.
She literally turns gray, and it's like she has a gray sheen to her face, and she has like a thin film of sweat. And I was like, I know that kind of when you're like on the precipice of just like a massive barf down. And I felt for her in this moment.
She was Gwyneth in Contagion.
She truly contagioned. Like, I love too, Daisy on the boat. Like, the editing that they did was really magical with her. Just like, she crouches, like, didn't even go inside and like lay down on a couch, like, couldn't even move, and just slowly crouched into like a ball on the edge of the boat and was like, just looking around as this boat was like rocking to and forth. And I was like, that was literally me all of 2020.
They also did this very like, it reminded me of like when they're tripping in Midsommar, when like they made like this reality kind of like warble and like undulate, and she was like, mm-hmm. Whoa.
Daisy was like, something was happening on that boat. I was like, so sick.
And then Brett goes up to the captain and he's like, yeah, I think we're going to probably have to turn back to land, because I don't think the boat really agrees with her. And he's kind of like trolling her a little.
Yeah.
And then Brett's like,
rude.
And then Brett goes, my hope is that when she does puke, she pukes over to the side, because that could be good chum for the fish. I was like, okay, so you're using your date's, in what comes out of your date's body for chum. That's where your head goes.
If any sort of date involves the word chum, it's not like, that's not a date. Yeah. That's not like, I don't want to be in the presence of any chum unless it's like, we have both decided to go like shark diving or something.
Or you say like, we have a chummy rapport.
Also not romantic.
No.
Like, literal chum. And then just like, your chum is not a romance.
Brett goes, we want to be fishing, but not for her body.
That's why I was like, whoa, that's get her like back. Too real. Yeah.
And then you hear some like pirate ass music. And it's like, and then Daisy just starts projectile vomiting. And I was like, my God, can they censor this?
It literally, her vomit went into the sea, and you saw like a wave crest and a green streak of her vomit like cresting with the wave. I was like, damn, she really went for it.
That
big breakfast did not pay off. No,
she's like, she's like exorcist projectiling. And
I don't blame her. She's probably like, it probably felt a lot better after she barfed.
Well, they get back to land and Brett goes, so why don't we go back, give yourself some rest. Brett's like disgusted by her at this point. And he's like, but I want to let you know I had a most awesome date with you.
No, you didn't.
I was like, can you please speak?
Like, I literally had to curl up in a ball on a boat and then puked off the side of it. And that was a really awesome date for you.
A most awesome date.
He also, like, why didn't he warn Daisy, like, or tell her to take, like, medication or have those little
take a Dramamine
with the pressure? Yeah. Like, there was no warning. I feel like he tried to tank this date so that he could get away with eliminating her.
I think you're right. And then later when they have their date, Brett's just kind of like, well, I'm going to get one last.
Yeah, I get my dick wet one more time with her. Also, Daisy gets dressed and like shows up. She looks really hot in her like little purple satin mini dress. And Brett goes, whoa, you look so hot. Check, please. And I was just like, God, Dad, think of a new joke.
I know. And then when they get back, I thought they were going to fuck on the same bed that him and Amber fucked on. And I was like, oh, that's gnarly. But thank God they went inside. But Brett totally, I think he like has sex with his sneakers on.
Yeah. He also gives Daisy the same necklace that he gave Amber.
Yeah, that was like
that's
sociopath.
Fucked up. Yeah. You don't do that.
The next morning, when they're saying goodbye,
Daisy goes, about her date, she goes, oh, because she tries to, like, air out Amber, and she's like, I don't think that she can handle, like, your lifestyle, like,
yeah.
I just don't think she has what it takes, like, blah, blah, blah. And then they're, like, getting ready to walk back to Brett's suite, and she goes, this date has had its ups and downs, but I'm totally ready for a hot, steamy, romantic night.
Harlequin romance novel. Mm-hmm. The next morning.
And then as they're leaving.
I'm sorry, keep going.
No, like they're saying goodbye to each other in the morning and Daisy's like crying and Brett like kisses her and he goes, see you tonight at elimination, which is like just what you want to hear from after you fucked your dream man.
Yeah. And then Daisy goes, thank you for a wonderful, wonderful night that I'll never forget.
I'm sad for her in this moment because I don't. She, like, doesn't know. You know what I mean? Like, she's like, this is really meaningful for her. And I don't believe it's meaningful in the same way for Amber. I think Amber is literally motivated by, like,
stardom.
Just winning. Yeah. And being like, this will be great for my career as a television presenter. And also, like, it's my second act.
Yeah. It's like, she's a very, like, to die for vibes. And Daisy's just, like, broken at this point.
Yeah,
she's like been completely like Nexiumed and just totally shattered. She's just kind of she spends the rest of the episode just like crying,
like manically either scribbling or like putting her hood over her head with her sunglasses on when you know she's in a bad place, or just like crazily crying.
And then Brett goes and like has like a dark night of the soul like by the seaside. And the song's playing, and it's like, and here I stand.
It was also, there was a female vocalist in the song who was like, and I hold your hand. And it literally was like 10 minutes long of just like montages of first like Amber's experience. And then, like, Daisy's experience.
And then Brett's experience of Amber. And then Brett's experience of Daisy. And then Big John's experience.
Yeah. And then, like, it goes, like, back. And just when you think it's going to end, it just, like, keeps going. And then Brett was, like, sitting on the sand in his, like, bedazzled jeans. And just staring off into the distance as the song plays. And it literally, I was like, Brett is wearing jeans on the beach and is therefore not worthy of any woman's love.
No. That is.
That we know for certain.
Yeah. If your man.
I know this much is true. Fucking Golden Globe winner Mark Ruffalo. Congrats to him. That was also true. The most depressing fucking show I've ever seen.
I will not be
watching.
But
I know this much is true. You cannot wear jeans to the beach. You can't sit on the beach in jeans.
Yeah. That's.
Don't ever do that. Why would you do that to yourself and everyone around you?
Don't.
Why
do
would
it.
You do that to nature? That's just not right. It's actually morally wrong.
It goes against everything.
Daisy and Amber are fighting in the hotel room. And then I just had to remind myself again, Amber's 37 fighting with a 25-year-old.
Daisy goes, she's like 80 years old and really boring.
True. Amber goes, Daisy comes in the room also with her hood fully over. She's in hood mode. And that's when you know that like she's not well. Like you just have to give Daisy her space to be like a little storm cloud. And like she's cute. You can't like mess with her when she's like that. Just like let her be a little mole person on her bed and like scribble in her journal. Like stop. And Amber goes, Daisy, what's that? What is wrong with you right now? Because first you were saying all this stuff and then now you're in here and you're not saying anything. It's just weird. It's just like kind of weird.
And shut Daisy's up, Amber. Like,
why are you like talking to me? Like, get out of here. Like, and I was like, Amber,
leave her be. Let her draw like the anarchy A symbol and like that S thing that we all used to draw in her notebook.
She writes her name. She goes, Daisy. And then on the S, she makes a little like Skechers.
Yeah, let her do what she needs to do, or like draw Jack Skellington or Sally sketches and like do what she wants. Can't you see that I'm upset?
Like, what do you not get about this moment? And like, then Daisy goes out and sits on that bed on their balcony and just is like sobbing. And I was like, you've got to get out of here, girl. This isn't good for you.
They bring them to like this for the elimination. It's in this like kind of courtyard kind of thing, and they like lead them both down like separate stairwells, which I thought was kind of a cool set piece.
Well, first they finally get some room service. I was like, give these girls some breakfast for the love of God. And then they have a note from Brett that says they're going to get spa treatments for the day. So they get to like go have their nails done and have someone put some makeup on them. And Daisy, just like before the spa treatment, she's sitting on the bed and she goes, looks like right into the camera and shoots, I'm really, really scared. She's terrified.
She really is. She broke the fourth wall. She's next level.
And then also when they're getting led down to elimination, the hotel staff like knocks on the door and Amber opens it. And it is literally a random staff member at this hotel who goes, hello, Miss Amber. It's time for final elimination. And leads her away. And then he does the same thing to Daisy. I was like, this is bizarre. This poor man that got roped into this.
It's like people who are actors at like the Haunted Mansion in Disney World.
Yeah.
Come on
it's
in.
Literally, it's like being led to your like extermination or something. Like a firing squad.
And they get led down these staircases and Brett's waiting at the bottom and they're all dolled up.
He comes up in like this shiny suit.
It's just like a lot of the same.
Yeah, I wrote they really know how to drag this shit out. But now we're like an hour and a half into the episode. I was like, come on, let's get it going. Come on, choose the person. Let's wrap it up.
And then Amber and Daisy both start shaking and tearing up. And Brett's silent for a minute and he goes, Daisy, could you come on down here? And then Amber just is devastated because she thinks
Daisy's gonna be the rock
and you just see flood of tears coming out of her eyes and then Daisy in her confessional she goes, wow, he's picking me, really?
He like chose me,
really? And Amber's just like and in that moment she was like she had a gun in her like in her stocking and she was about to take it out.
A little pistol.
She had a little Glock.
Freeze!
Freeze! Both of you! Now walk! And she was gonna walk Daisy to the end of the barge and then make her jump into the ocean.
You heard me. Get out of here.
Get! Scram! This is my land!
I got this.
I'm taking the W!
This is my second act.
It's my act.
I'm 37. That's what I get. I worked so hard for this. Get out of here.
Brett then tells Daisy, he goes, Daisy, your Torin's here. And then Daisy just I believe she disassociates from her own body in this moment. And she's like, just crumples into his arms and goes, face plants into his shiny suit, which later you see like some mascara left over on the lapel from like her crying on his shoulder. And then he's like, I'm so sorry, like blah blah blah. And then he says, like, my thing with Daisy is I think she needs me more than she wants me, and that ain't good. And then like he hugs Daisy and then she goes, so what? I mean, just like, I just supposed to walk away? Just like go over here. She just like wanders off down like a black hallway, like into a cave.
Yeah.
And then like,
I love her being so like transparent that there's like a production crew around her. Cause she's just fully like, what do I do now?
So like, where do I go? Mm-hmm. Over here? Stumbles off. She's confused as hell. And then they catch up with her, like, around the corner to, like, interview her about getting eliminated. And she literally looks like she looks worse than she's ever looked in her life.
She does.
She's, like, worse for wear. We need to get her packed up and on a plane, like, back to Los Angeles ASAP.
Daisy, like, should never leave L.A.
No.
She's someone that should only ever be in L.A.
Mm-hmm. In this moment, I want the world for Daisy.
Yeah, me too. Amber,
like, she deserves happiness.
But like, let's be real, Amber, what did you win?
Nothing, because as we all know, there's a third season of Rock of Love, so Amber won nothing.
Yeah.
And Brett doesn't even say that he loves her. Because, like,
no.
Amber has now spent the majority of this episode being like, and I, you know what? And I do. I love Brett. I love Brett. And I do love Brett. I love him. And then he goes.
He never says Amber, it back.
She's my true rock of love. Did you just hear Tony snore? That was not a fart. That was a pug snoring.
Brett is, like, about to call Christy Joe as soon as this episode wraps.
Yeah, he has Christy Joe on speed dial. He probably is flying Christy Joe down to Mexico, like, the next day.
Amber's like,
Amber, get back to L.A., and I'll see you in a few months.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God!
What do you win on these shows? You win not being able to see someone that you quote-unquote love for months?
Do you get money?
I don't know, actually.
Readers, weigh in if anyone knows. Do you get, like, a fee if you win? You should get, like, 10 grand if you win.
At least. Also, then Brett goes, he kisses Amber and he goes, now let's go have hot monkey sex.
Ew.
Disgusting.
Amber's like, ah-ha!
Yeah! And then it ends, and the extra scene during the credits, all I saw, and I, like, the next episode just, like, started automatically, so it, like, cut it off, but I truly saw everything I needed to see, because Brett and Amber are, like, walking out of the restaurant after, like, their date where she revealed to him that she wasn't wearing any underwear, and he goes, he's going, that pantyless yum yum, and then guides her into the limo, and I was like, excuse me?
Pantyless yum yum.
That pantyless yum yum is what he called her vagina?
That's like incel talk.
Yeah, I can't. Congrats. That's, you two deserve each
you
other.
You two deserve each other. You sick, corny, weird.
You fucking sickos.
You old people.
You 500 years old people, you dinosaurs. Sorry, I'm not 500 years old like Amber.
She told that to the flight attendant later on the way home. I hope Daisy at least got to ride back in the Lear.
Well, she gets her own show after this, Daisy of Love.
Oh.
Which we might actually have to, like, talk about.
Yeah.
Because I do actually want to see Daisy find love. We're in talks with Daisy. Daisy just kept talking to everyone, like, and never actually let the camera people go home. So they just started then filming a show for her.
It's like, you're all, what do you always say, like, Beverly Hills becomes Vanderpump Rules?
Yeah. They're just filming her on the flight, and they're like, okay, and cut, we're going to turn the, and she goes, and can you believe that fucking 500-year-old Amber gets Brett's fucking insane? What are you doing now? Like, come over. Just, like, come to my house. I'll be with Charles. Like, we'll have a beer. Like, do you have a cigarette? And, like, then she just, like, keeps them around. Like, I think this camera crew has been in Daisy's life for, like, 20 years now.
She goes into the pilot. She goes into the cockpit somehow. She gets in. She's talking to the, and the pilot's like, ma'am, you really need to go sit down. And she's like, I'm going to go to Charles's later, I think. Right? I should just do that. Like, what's stopping me?
Sorry, I'm not, like, 500 years old. Am I right? Like, what? Like, you fly this airplane. That's fucking cool. Like, I live with Charles. Like, it's just what it is. It doesn't mean anything. It's just, like, how life is. Like, what? Like, what am I supposed to do? Like, she just is, like, freely talking to everyone.
Yeah.
Love her journey. I love, like, the young ingenue girls that are discovered via VH1. Like, because, like, New York, a.k.a. Tiffany Pollard, the fucking god, was 23 when she was on Flavor of Love.
Now she's essential.
Yeah. She is an essential business. Always has been.
We might also have to recap, like, America's Next Top Model one time.
I know.
I was just watching a clip. I was Googling. I saw a clip of Jade doing her L'Oreal or her CoverGirl commercial.
Jade is a national fucking treasure.
She's also so stunning.
The model of this. I mean, every girl on that show was like.
But her walking up the steps going, what a party. Like, she's so bad at acting. Oh, well,
Look at them. Oh,
hello. She's just like, they're like, okay, improv. And she's going, wow, can I have one of those? That looks great. Bernadette Peters could never.
Samantha Jones.
Totally Samantha Jones.
What a party.
What a party.
Can you believe?
Yeah. Oh, there they are. Anyway, guys, we have one more episode, so
there's not. A reunion. Thank God we can hear from everyone.
Including Angelique.
I'm just craving Angelique. And thank God we get to have
I'm craving
her.
Peyton.
I'm craving Peyton's grounding energy.
Yeah. And Peyton just being like, and I'm craving the love witch.
Catherine, I miss her. Where's she been? Like, I need her.
Doing spells in Montana or wherever the fuck she's from.
Riding horses across fields.
Damn. Didn't they all go back Megan? To like their states?
Yeah, I think so.
Oh yeah, I need Megan.
I need Megan.
What?
I love she goes. We're just shaking our heads silently for 10 minutes, doing our best Megan impressions.
No. Oh, we're still trying to figure out our next venture, but for our second recap series, but we can say it now.
Yeah. We will be recapping
our tour starts
Rock of Love
here.
Bus. Yeah. And now we're taking it to the next level. We're getting on the fucking bus.
Season 3 of Rock of Love coming next week.
Season 3 of Rock of Love, Rawl.
Or coming 2 weeks, sorry. And then we're figuring out our other moment that we're going to have. But
there will be more ventures.
Buca de Beppo ventures.
I keep seeing Buca de Beppo at the Grove. And I think often about Dorit's Buca de Beppo venture, and I would love nothing more than to go to Encino and have some fucking calamari at Buca de Beppo.
I heard a clip of Paris and Nikki were on some podcast, and they Paris and Nikki Hilton, and they were talking about how their mom lied to them about being on the show, and like kind of she was like, no, I'm not gonna go on it, and then like a few days later someone was like, your mom is on that show. And they were like mad at her because they were like, we don't want our mom on that show. Because they were just like, I don't think she's never really watched it, even if her sisters are on it. She has like no idea what she's getting herself into.
Well, also, she's a fucking train wreck on reality TV. If you've ever watched The World According to Paris, like Kathy is, she's going rogue at all times.
And they said that Baron, their brother, called one of them and was like, I was home at our parents and they were filming the show downstairs and I just heard screams coming from the and then Nikki was like, she was like, but my mom and my aunt Kyle are like the funniest people in the world, so seeing them together will be really fun.
I think
they're a united
wait.
Front on that show, which I'm happy
they
about.
Better be. Kathy loves having like like someone on her team feeling
who better than her baby sis.
Yeah, I think it's going to be magical. I can't wait for Beverly Hills to come back. Like, I just love those ladies. I'm excited to see, like, the tides turning on Erica Jane.
I just loved the
screams from
the Silence of the Lambs.
The Kathys were screaming.
The Kathys were screaming. Guys, stay tuned. We've got one more ROL coming up.
Stay tuned. Don't lose hope.
You can follow Lara at Lars Marie.
Follow Carrie at eCarrieO.
Follow
Carrie at eCarrieO.
You can subscribe to our Patreon.
Patreon.com/sexyuniquepodcast.
Write us in. We're going to do some reader mail.
Yeah. We're doing all reader mail bonus episode this week. And that's exclusively on Patreon.
Get vaccinated if you can and stay the course. We're almost through.
Stay safe. Love and light.
Bye.
Bye.